And we're discussing this verse, Madhya Lila chapter 24, where Chaitanya's teachings to Sanatan Goswami. He's quoting Lord Shiva. Aham ved mi shuko veti, vyaso veti naveti va, bhaktya bhagavatam grayam, na buddhya nacha tikaya, tikaya, not by tika, not by intelligence. Shivaji said, I know the Bhagavatam. And Shukadeva Goswami, he knows the meaning of the Bhagavatam. Whereas Vyas, who compiled it and wrote it down, he may or may not know the meaning. The Srimad Bhagavatam can only be known through bhakti, not by mundane intelligence or by reading many commentaries. That's a pretty good translation. So what's the question?
So how one knows? By going to a sadhu, he gets bhakti and he knows it, or how one knows it?
Well, Krishna's telling, how do you know Bhagavatam? The same as the Gita, Bhakti Mama Vijananti Yavan Yashchasmi Tattvataha. In 1855 of Gita, Krishna's telling how to understand him. Bhaktya mam abhijananti yavan yash chasmi tattvataham tato mam tattvato gyatva vishate tad anantaram. Krishna is saying one can understand me by bhakti, only by bhakti. Bhakti mam abhijananti janati, one can completely know me, mam, by bhakti. And when one is in full consciousness by such devotion, yavan yash chasmi tattvataha, he can come to the spiritual world. So here in this verse, Krishna is telling, I can be known in truth and tattva, the Krishna Bhagavat tattva, Kala tattva, all the Gita tattvas, Jiva tattva, Prakriti tattva, Kala tattva, Karma tattva, all these tattvas and spiritual truths can be understood by devotion, by bhakti. So Shukadeva is a great devotee of the Lord, and so is Vyasadeva. I mean, of course, Vyasadeva also, but also Lord Shiva. So I don't have any commentaries. There's no real commentaries on Chaitanya Charitamrita. Of course, there's some commentary here referred to Prabhupada's I don't have in front of me. But there is a commentary by Prabhupada. But the basic idea is that You can get, in other words, if I have the Bhagavatam and I have all the 11 tikas of the different acharyas in Hindi, and I have all the tikas and I have vast intelligence, I have so much intelligence and so many commentaries, and I study the Bhagavatam, I may not understand what it means. As I said with Gita, so many Advaitins and Brahmavadis, Mayavadis, they speak on the Bhagavatam, and they're very powerful and famous speakers even in India. That are not Vaishnavas at all, not Bhaktas at all. So the conclusion and the impact that they have on the audience, it's not a devotional conclusion, which is the meaning of the Bhagavatam, and it's not bringing one to Prema Dharma or the lotus feet of Radha Krishna. It's bringing them to Brahman. So in order to really understand the Bhagavatam, even if you have all the commentaries and have all kinds of intelligence, you have to surrender to Guru. And Guru gives bhakti. You have intelligence, God-given intelligence, and you can read Hindi or Sanskrit. So all the tikas are available to you. But he says, Nabudya, Nabudya, Nachataki, Nabudi, Natiki, Tika. So not by commentaries or intelligence, but by bhakti. Navetiva Bhaktya Bhagavatam Grayam. He says you have to accept, he said, the Bhagavatam Grayam. Bhaktya Bhagavatam Grayam, Grayam. The Bhagavatam can be accepted by bhakti. So this is echoing the verse I mentioned from Gita, 1855. So this verse is almost back to back. Again, it's reiterating the same point by bhakti. So no one can get bhakti unless they surrender to Guru. Guru gives bhakti, bhakti lata bijam. Then when you have bhakti, then Krishna is pleased. Krishna is pleased when one surrenders to Guru because that's his order. So when you please Krishna and surrender to Guru and take diksha, then Krishna becomes happy. Then you do bhakti bhajan under the order of Guru and seva of Guru and Hari, Srihari seva, Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva. And Krishna becomes more tosh, Haritoshanam. Hari becomes satisfied. Then he gives you more knowledge and more intelligence, devotional knowledge, and the devotional buddhi, spiritual buddhi and devotional buddhi to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam and all the tattvas of Krishna consciousness. Tesham Saratayukdanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamamu Pyanti Te. So by God-given intelligence, by bhakti-derived intelligence, the Dami Buddhi Yogam Tam, I give the intelligence by the mercy of Guru and by the mercy of Krishna. Disciple receives the intelligence, so with or without tikas, and with or without material intelligence, he can fully understand the meaning of Bhagavatam and surrender to the teachings of Bhagavatam and attain the perfection of Radha and Krishna's prema seva in the groves of Vrindavan and Madhur Rati, which is the goal of Srimad Bhagavatam. Radya Bhagavan Brajesha Taniya Sridham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachirupasana Brajabudubhira Sakalpita. And then it says, Shastram Pramanam Bhagavat Amalam Puranam Prema Pramartamahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Natatra Ardara Natatra Ardara. I don't care about any other idea. This is a viewpoint and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And the goal is to serve Nanda Nandan in the way of Gopi Bhav, Ramya Upasana, and the Bhagavatam is declaring this. So this, we need this intelligence. We need this intelligence, and that is the main thing. So Krishna and Guru gives this intelligence, the devotional buddhi, the bhakti buddhi, to understand and realize and follow and perfect the teachings of Bhagavatam. So what is your question? That's the answer. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.